I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I've already got the garden in. In the lawn, hundreds of nickel-sized holes.
Nice.
What do you think?
Not a clue. I've learned not to guess. Especially on the air. My first guess without seeing them at all is some sort of a solitary bee. Do you see something flying in and out of those holes?
I don't.
Are there little piles of soil?
Only around the edges. Only around the edges.
And they're sort of granular, I mean,
yeah,
you know, coarse coffee ground kind of thing.
Yeah.
Perfectly round holes.
Yes.
Not a clue. No, just kidding. I would guess some sort of a ground nesting bee.
Well, that makes some sense because I have seen a few of those buzzing around.
I'm assuming that your grass isn't very dense or the thatch isn't very thick.
It's
sort of open clay kind of soil. Sounds like their mode of operation. They're out there collecting pollen and nectar, building cells inside these tunnels as provisions for their young.
Also, they're going to be laying eggs in these holes?
I would guess, depending on the time, they probably already have.
Oh.
And there are grubs in there. But if the holes are open, then they're still working on them. But eventually they'll close the holes and then they go away. These kinds of things are always of interest to me because of my interest in beetles. There's a family of beetles that I think we've talked about before on this program called blister beetles.
Yeah.
And their larvae are parasitoids of bee larvae. And so there are several genera and species of local blister beetles that are could be associated with those nests.
What do these larvae look like?
The bee larvae?
Yeah.
They're fat, thick-bodied, no legs, small dark head.
Any legs in the front end?
Or
no legs?
Nope.
Okay. Curled up in a little C shape.
Yeah. So have you found C-shaped grubs with legs elsewhere in your garden?
You know, it seems to me they had legs. They were C-shaped. And
those are scarab larvae. There's the mast chafers, the genus Cyclocephala, and then you've got the May and June beetles, Philophaga, and there's a few other things here that all have the characteristic scarab C-shaped grub, and they have well-developed legs and large heads and well-developed mandibles. So they look very different from what a bee grub would look like. And you would find scarab larvae in the thatch or underneath objects in the garden.
Breaking up the garden is where I found them.
Well, one of my neighbors emailed me the other day, and as you know, I don't do pest control for all kinds of reasons, but she knows that I have an interest in her pickle harvest this year. I said I would help her the best I could. So there are grubs in her raised beds that are eating her cucumber plants before they even get a chance to take off. She sees the plant dying back and she'll just pull it right out of the ground and the roots are gone. I identified the larvae and they're of the green fig beetle. Matte green beetles with very shiny green undersides that are flying around when it gets really warm. The larvae do an excellent job of feeding in compost. They will also take advantage of roots and whatever else is in the soil. These raised beds that are full of organic material and seedlings are just prime good eats for hungry beetle larvae.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.